WTAW news time is 6 minutes past seven. 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by groundshuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A heads up to motorists in College Station today in the area of Rock Prairie and Longmire. A temporary traffic signal is being installed as part of expanding Rock Prairie. Look out for police officers directing traffic during the installation. College Station Police is investigating three reports of home burglaries in the Pebble Creek neighborhood. Officers set up a perimeter yesterday after suspects were seen running away from a home on Royal Adelaide, but those responsible remain at large. There was also a report of gunfire, but no evidence was found. Two former employees of the Brazos County Tax Office are out of jail following their arrests last week of forging paperwork that allowed people to transfer vehicle titles with paying less or no sales taxes. Tax assessor collector Christy Rowe says supervisors noticed 36-year-old April Arredondo was handling more than her share of transactions involving one person gifting their vehicle to another.
We noticed there were people that were actively working at getting around the queuing system and going to this specific clerk. So that was a serious red flag for us, and we just started really monitoring it closely.
According to the arrest report, Arredondo admitted to receiving $20 to $50 per transaction to help others. Arredondo also said she helped a coworker submit fraudulent paperwork to avoid paying sales taxes on purchasing an SUV. That led to the arrest of 26-year-old Sonia Munoz. Rowe says Arredondo was fired in February. Munoz resigned in May, according to Rowe, before Munoz was identified as a suspect. A domestic disturbance Saturday night resulted in a College Station man being treated for several cuts with a pink razor and his girlfriend being arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. 28-year-old Cecilia Bloom was still in jail yesterday afternoon. Her boyfriend was treated for three cuts, including one to his left thigh that was 6 inches long and deep enough to expose the fatty tissue. According to the arrest report, she was on the phone when she swung the razor in an attempt to get the boyfriend away from her. A Bryan woman working in home health care has admitted to using a client's ATM card to withdraw money from a 72-year-old victim. The theft, which took place in November 2014, led to the arrest of 57-year-old Diane Jones last August. After admitting to the crime last week, she was sentenced to 6 months in jail as part of 10 years probation. The sentence took into account serving jail time for four misdemeanor theft convictions. Last week, the Texas Education Department announced annual grants for public school districts that have pre-kindergarten programs. Bryan Superintendent Tommy Wallace says they're in the process of determining what the district will do with a funding increase of a few thousand dollars to what is an existing half-day pre-K program. In College Station, Communications Director Chuck Glenwinkle says more money means creating a first-time all-day pre-K for 18 students,
which is in addition to the approximately 120 or so students that we serve in our half-day pre-K program on an annual basis, as well as close to 200 students in our Head Start program.
Glenwinkle says selection of where four-year-olds will attend in CSISD next school year is based on information from applications submitted by the children's parents. WTAW news time is about 10 minutes after 7. It's 77 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by groundshuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdale Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdale Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdale creates one-of-a-kind, fresh, and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
Good morning, it's 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University and Briarcrest. Or you can shop at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, you'll find furniture, supplies, and a lot more.
High pressure is anchored over Florida off to our east. That keeps the southerly flow of hot weather into the region. Sunshine and a few clouds today. We'll reach 95 to 100 later this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Partial sun for tomorrow, warm, temperatures 95 to 100. Clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. It's going to be partly to mostly sunny Thursday and 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers pull off a huge come-from-behind victory 6-5 versus the Acadiana Cane Cutters. Also, SEC Media Day is already upon us. I'll have those sound bites for you. And since it's the All-Star break, that means the Home Run Derby was last night and the game is tonight. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So now the 25-year-old New Yorker says that none of her co-workers would fess up to the crime. One of them stole her lunch. The lunch, a burrito, seemingly vanished from the office fridge in thin air. Only evidence that ever existed was the bag of Noel Mulholland's that she'd used to carry it in between the restaurant and her office.
Now, this happens, I'm sure this happens frequently. What makes this so special,
Scott?
Well,
she has been able to find the do-batter, if you will.
The do-batter.
Yes. Says she was so angry when she opened the refrigerator and her burrito wasn't there, she immediately fired off an email to the entire company, even upper management. She wrote, "There was a burrito I placed in the refrigerator no less than an hour ago, and it is missing."
There was.
Okay, I'd be pretty ticked off, too.
"Please return it." Well, first of all, it's a burrito in New York. It's probably pretty bad and very expensive.
Okay.
You tell me a Yankee that knows how to make a burrito.
No, you're right. I agree, yeah. But it's still food. It's
it
still
is.
My food.
You're right, and it's your food that you paid for.
Right.
She said, "Please return it or let me know if you've thrown it out. I would like to eat it. This is not a joke. I'm very serious. I'm very hungry. I am on the verge of being hangry." Which is, of course, angry.
I'm not trying to pass any judgment, but I do kind of wonder what type of woman Noelle is.
Yeah. A little bit of a pill, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, she's a New Yorker.
True.
Food theft in the workplace is epidemic. A survey released in June by the online grocer Peapod reveals that 71% of employees have had their personal snack, drink, or meal stolen from the communal office kitchen.
Got to put your name on it.
Yes. But
or just don't steal other people's food.
Not everyone thinks that stealing food is a crime. One person from the survey said, "If it's after 5 o'clock and the person's gone home, it's fair game."
I disagree with, stuff lasts longer. I steal coffee creamer all the time.
Well, now that's not quite the same.
But they're really large jugs, and they're kind of communal.
Sure, yeah. Okay, well, except for the person who bought them.
I know. Maybe
nonetheless.
Well, speaking on the,
buy the next one.
Yeah. Speaking on the New York burrito, you said about that. There's actually a comedian named Al Madrigal who has a bit about how he and his father go to lunch in New York because that's where he lives or whatever, and they're sitting there and Al orders his food. His dad orders the enchiladas because they're Hispanic. And he looks at him and he says, "Well, Dad, why are you ordering enchiladas in New York? Why don't you order something like a bagel or something like that?"
Yeah.
And his dad said, "Well, I walked by the kitchen when I was going to the bathroom earlier, and I feel pretty confident about my order."
Oh, yeah. No, here's the deal, though. Of course, we're a little different in that we have businesses who will occasionally bring food up here.
True.
So that we'll talk about them, I guess. I'm not sure. And some of them just do it to be nice.
They're just nice people.
But we do. I would guess maybe a couple of times a month they'll bring stuff up here for us. And,
yeah.
And that's nice. And Mr. Downs has worked very diligently. You know, we had an ice cream freezer up here for the longest.
We still do.
We do still now.
Is it still here?
It's been refilled.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yep. Excellent. See, that's one of the things that he does.
During the summertime.
Yeah, the idea is go over there and get yourself an ice cream snack on the company rather than steal your co-worker's peach cobbler or whatever it happens
True.
To be.
I thought it was to keep us cool and calm.
Could well be. And that's the thing, is that if you have an employer that does that, that's fine. But by the same token, I don't know, you probably should go ahead and just bring one meal's worth of stuff up. You know, because this is a radio station here.
Right. Yeah,
I would think
right.
it would probably be the thing to do. But
yeah, but I do think that, you know, we get enough food throughout the month, you know, like you said, with different companies bringing stuff up, or even just Mr. Downs bringing donuts, or Mary Mike and her homemade ice cream last week.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I've also worked in some places where there is food in the break room, like communal food, all the time.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
When I worked at Texas A&M, we had something in the break room almost daily.
Gee.
Whether it was cupcakes or somebody brought in something. I mean,
goodness.
Yeah. There's a lot.
One thing we've got that's great is that table in the kitchen in there is a communal table. If it's on the table, it's free game.
That's true. The fridge is one place, but if it's on the table, you know.
So you had a high percentage, when you were working there, you had a high percentage of females in the office?
It was probably more female than male on that floor.
Because, I mean, I just figure there aren't many guys who think about making something for
the
office, you
know? Yeah.
I'm just not saying that.
I don't know. We had one professor on our floor that loved to bake, and he would bring in stuff all the time.
Well, you know, I like it when Chip goes, because Chip went fishing, I guess, a couple of weeks ago, and he brought me some trout, and I appreciated that.
Well, yeah,
that
Chip really brings you trout, Scott.
Yeah. Well, okay.
He doesn't bring everyone trout.
That's true.
I've known him a while, and he did that. But, hello?
I guess I'm just weird, because I don't understand the difference in stealing $1 million and a penny's worth of something.
Hey, he's got a point.
Yeah, I'm going to be really, really pissed.
Okay, I hear you. It was my stuff.
Stealing is stealing.
I'd almost be more mad if someone stole my food than just straight up stole money out of my wallet.
Yeah.
Because you obviously had a specific use and a timed use for that.
You had a plan for that.
Yeah, exactly.
It happened. Next half hour. I don't know if you can hear that or not. That's my gum rattling around in the box.
There you go.
That's much better.
Mine too.
Much better. So we got our Simply Gum, simply because I happened to be in Mr. Downs' office, and Chelsea came in looking for the credit card for something, and we immediately thought of things we needed to spend the company's money on, and the gum was one of them.
Yep.
And so we did that, so we'll try our flavors of gum in the next half hour, just letting you know. And we'll taste test them for you, because as I recall, this stuff wasn't cheap. And, but I guess it's environmentally responsible.
Sure.
Too,
probably.
Which is important.
Yeah, good for your insides or something.
So, hello. Yo.
Yeah, Chelsea, that creamer's going to be good until somebody puts Ex-Lex in it.
Oh!
That's good advice. Thank you.
Be careful there.
I know.
Letting you know. All right, so now we're getting all the bad stories about Pokemon Go.
Yep.
After that was so much fun and everybody was doing all that stuff. So all those Nintendo fanatics who stamped Apple's iOS App Store last week to download and install Pokemon Go may have handed control of their Google accounts to the app's developer.
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon Go app silently gives the developer the powers to read Gmail inboxes and also send emails as well. And they can view your Google searches and your histories and your private images that are stored in your Google's photos. Just want to let you know now, since you already signed up for it.
You've already done the damage.
That's right.
Yeah, I just don't care anymore.
Well,
you're
not going to read the terms anyhow.
Yeah,
I'm not.
I'm not going to read the terms. And, you know, they have enough of my information. They can probably get anything they want from me at this point.
While most iOS apps generally present prospective users a list of permissions, Pokemon Go does not.
Oof.
Instead, the players have two options. You sign in with your Google accounts, or you sign in an account with Nintendo's Pokemon Trainer Club. If you use a Google account to catch all those stuff, then they got it. They're connected to your account.
Without any agreement, sounds like there may be a class action lawsuit.
Okay. So, Brad, you had to have a Google account to sign up for it?
That's what I used.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess you could sign up for the Nintendo Trainer thing, but who wants to sign up
for
another
thing? Right. No, yeah. So I was just interested.
And here's the thing that's great about U.S. America. There are a million ways that you can make money, right?
Sure.
So, let's say that you wanted to do this Pokemon chase thing and you weren't able to. Well, now they have Craigslist ads to help. Pokemon chasers. They are a new way to hunt down the little critters across America. Two brilliant entrepreneurs have put ads on Craigslist offering to drive obsessive Pokemon Go players around town for a small fee.
Oh, my gosh. It
means that you can catch all the Pokemon you want without worrying about the minor issue of car accidents.
It's Uber for Pokemon
it
Go.
It is. One Portland local is offering a driver's service for the budget price of $30 a person for 2 hours, snacks and bevs included.
Oh, nice.
You go on a little pokation.
You know it.
All right. I came up with that yesterday.
Thank you. A second advertisement from a person claiming that they are a licensed driver is offered to take your Pokey mod. How's that? Peeps around New York City. They've got a Wi-Fi enabled trip right there for you, and the deal costs $20 an hour.
Wow. So, hey,
if you're that into it, you know, more power to you.
But the question is, how can you be that into it?
Hey.
Hello?
Yeah, I wonder how many of these people that are so obsessed with the Pokemon thing vote.
Who vote? Yeah.
I actually saw something that said, Dear Pokemon Go or Dear Nintendo or whatever, please put rare Pokemon at polling locations this November.
Oh, interesting idea.
Very interesting.
Have a bunch of people wandering in going, what's going on
So what? Yeah. What happens next? Do businesses start paying them to put Pokemon near their businesses?
That's what I was thinking. I saw somebody post something about a bunch of them at Walmart, and I was like, this could be a brilliant thing.
Driving business to Walmart. Exactly. Or wherever.
This is,
advertising opportunities.
There's your monetization of Pokemon Go. All right. Yeah. Yes. Hurry before it gets cold, but it's all right now, 7:23.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few, all with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
There are a lot of job sites you can choose from.
And they all offer an insane array of choices and options.
But when I'm looking for a new job,
I go to the place that specializes in local jobs.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Nobody connects local job seekers with local jobs more often or better.
It's comprehensive, fast, and easy to use. Go online today and apply for a job right here in the community you love. Your community.
Our community.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
In Brenham National Bank's 83-year history in Washington and Brazos County, we've put down deep roots in ag lending. Hi, I'm Nathan Van Noord.
And I'm Teresa Hernandez.
We provide loans to purchase, refinance, and improve farm and ranch real estate. Need an operating loan, or is it time to replace that aging tractor? Let us be your partner in agriculture.
At Brenham National Bank, we understand country living because we live there too.
Brenham National Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
In Brenham National Bank's 83-year history...
No, you know, we just did that. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Oh, wait, you know, we got so busy yesterday that we didn't even do the running of the bulls thing.
Oh, we didn't. Oh, the gore board.
I know, exactly. Yeah. So here we go. Just 3 days left.
Let us be your partner.
Yeah, I know. Okay, there we go. All right. Yeah. Just finished it up. All right, here we go. So this morning, this is with 3 days left. This is the sixth day. This is the Victorian Del Rio Bulls from Madrid, Spain. They've been there in the last 5 years, as a matter of fact. Now, this morning, the Bulls did it again. They set a new course record. 2 minutes and 13 seconds.
Wow.
So are these just really fast Bulls?
Well, I don't know, and it has to be really fast people in front of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Four people injured, but the Bulls ran so quickly, there really wasn't a chance for the runners to get in amongst them to show their skills of avoiding the horns. So as a result, There were no gorings either.
Oh, it's a skill. Okay.
Yeah, I had no idea.
What are you good at? Oh, yeah. Avoiding the horns of bulls.
35 injured, 11 gored. So Friday, there were two additional gorings that were posted later after we had given the report. So we had an inaccurate report.
What are we up to now?
35 injured and 11 gored.
11 gored.
Now, I did see a bull rider actually die,
A bull fighter,
yes. And it wasn't in this particular running of the bulls event. I think it was just in a...
bullfight. And his wife was in the stands.
Like a 29-year-old? Oh, wow. Oh, really, really sad.
Yep. I mean, I think hit the aorta, and that was that.
Ooh. I mean, I guess you know that is a risk.
Yeah. I guess.
I feel less bad, though, for the people who get gored running with the bulls, because that's an obvious risk.
They're right there.
Right.
At least if you're a bullfighter, like... You have a chance. You think you have a chance.
You should know what you're walking into.
Yeah. Right.
727, let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. It is the same stuff. About 97 for a high temperature today. The heat index around 105. Low temperature tonight around 77. We'll continue that pattern. Looks like now all the way through Monday of next week. Anyhow, slight chance of showers Friday evening at about 20%. But the winds are staying up, and obviously that dries your lawn, your vegetation, all that stuff out much, much faster when you consider the high temperatures. It's kind of like a hair dryer from God, right? Currently, we're looking at 78 degrees out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, America's still reeling from the carnage in Dallas. 12 police officers shot, 5 of them dead. But on Sunday, when he was still in Spain, President Obama delivered a full defense of Black Lives Matter. The president said one of the great things about our country is that people can petition the government. They can protest. They can speak truth to power. Protesting is sometimes messy and controversial, he said. At times, the rhetoric is overheated and counterproductive, he said. But the point is to raise issues. Obama told reporters, I don't think you can hold well-meaning activists who are doing the right thing and peacefully protesting responsible for everything that's uttered at a protest site. He said, I think that the overwhelming majority of people who are involved in the Black Lives Matter movement, what they really want to see is a better relationship between the police and the community so they can feel that it's serving them. Obama compared Black Lives Matter to anti-war, environmental, civil rights, and feminazi protesters, all protesting in the fine traditions of America. Now, I repeat all of that from Obama to ask this. Where was the loving embrace of protest when the Tea Party formed to petition the government, to speak truth to his power? Those well-meaning activists were illegally targeted by the IRS in an attempt to wipe them out. Those who did it were never held to account, and under Obama, they won't be. Equality, it's a sham with this bunch.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
We can do so much with today's technology, like shop and bank online. We can use public Wi-Fi. But those things can expose your personal information to identity thieves. LifeLock believes that you can still feel good about doing all those things and not having to worry, because LifeLock can help protect you from identity theft. Unlike free credit monitoring services, which only detect changes in your credit, LifeLock's proprietary technology detects and alerts you to a huge variety of identity threats. And their U.S.-based specialists work to resolve issues if your identity is ever stolen. Now, nobody can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can do a lot more with more peace of mind. Membership starts $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Enrollment takes minutes. Protection starts immediately. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now. Promo code RUSH. 10% off your deal, 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555. Or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's best insurance agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 77 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens, real estate preferred living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Multiple College Station police officers were in the Pebble Creek neighborhood yesterday attempting to catch burglary suspects. No one was caught after a search centered at a home on Royal Adelaide. Other reports came from a house on St. Andrews and one on Plum Hollow. CSPD did not indicate if any property was taken or any description of suspects seen by witnesses running away from the home. The police activity included blocking traffic at Royal Adelaide and Pebble Creek Parkway. Officers also checked out a report of gunfire, but there was no evidence of any shooting. It is a felony crime to provide false information to a government agency. Two former employees of the Brazos County Tax Office were arrested last week. According to the arrest report, 36-year-old April Arredondo admitted to being paid to help others avoid paying sales taxes when buying a vehicle. And 26-year-old Sonia Munoz was charged with not paying sales taxes on an SUV she purchased by giving Arredondo fraudulent paperwork. Tax assessor collector Christy Rowe says the investigation began in February after supervisors noticed a large number of customers were going to Arredondo to handle rare transactions.
Anytime we see staff members that are getting a little bit too involved with helping to fill out paperwork, that's also a red flag for us. And it's a danger point. We don't know whether that transaction is a valid transaction or not. So the main thing is that there was evidence that the correct fees were not being collected.
Rowe says additional steps have been taken to help private parties who are buying and selling vehicles in order to keep her employees to stay out of that process.
Main thing is just make sure that they ask the questions, they complete the paperwork as best they can. I mean, if there are a few minor things left out, we can assist them and point out what needs to be added. But the sales price has got to be included on the paperwork, and that has to be before we ever touch it.
Rowe says Arredondo was fired in February, while allegations against Munoz surfaced after she resigned in May. Four-year-olds will have three education options in the College Station School District next year. CSISD Communications Director Chuck Glenwinkle says funding announced last week by the State Education Department will create 18 slots for full-day pre-kindergarten. That's in addition to College Station's existing half-day pre-K and Head Start.
There's a form parents fill out for their students, and there's a matrix that's filled out. You're awarded certain amount of points for your income level, any special services you may need, those sorts of things. And basically, it's who scores the highest on the matrix gets into the Head Start slots. And then the next 18 group of kiddos will get into the full-day pre-K, and everyone else will be in the half-day pre-K program.
Bryan Superintendent Tommy Wallace says they're in the process of determining how to use an increase of a few thousand dollars for next year in their existing half-day pre-K program. Hours before a sniper killed five Dallas police officers, Governor Abbott suffered second and third degree burns from scalding hot water in Wyoming. Abbott is at a Army hospital in San Antonio preparing to get skin grafts today to repair damage to his feet. That means he will be missing this afternoon's memorial service in Dallas. The circumstances of coming into contact with the water resulting in a minor infection have not been released. Another Texas child has died after being left in a hot vehicle. This time, it's in Temple.
Officers were searching for the girl who was reported missing and later found her inside a van. She was in a car seat but was not strapped in. Investigators say the two-year-old girl had been inside that van for at least an hour before they arrived. Temple Fire and Rescue performed CPR. The girl died at a hospital. Police are still investigating the girl's death. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
A Bryan woman who has served four sentences in the Brazos County Jail for misdemeanor theft by check is now doing 6 months for withdrawing money from an ATM with a debit card belonging to a 72-year-old victim. 57-year-old Diane Jones was a home health care worker at the time of the theft in November 2014. Jones, who admitted to the theft against the elderly victim, will be considered for 10 years probation. In another Brazos County District Court criminal case, a College Station man has already served nearly half of his sentence from breaking into a woman's apartment, leading a College Station police officer on a foot chase, and trying to take the officer's handgun. 22-year-old Randy Graves has been in jail since his arrest in October 2014. He has been sentenced to a total of 4 years for the incident that began in the Park Place Apartments, where he threatened a woman with a knife. Graves was taken into custody with the help of a private citizen. A pink razor was the weapon in a domestic disturbance Saturday night. According to the arrest report, 28-year-old Cecilia Bloom told College Station police she swung the razor at her boyfriend after warning him not to approach her while she was on the phone. That followed several arguments. The victim drove himself to get medical treatment for a cut to a forearm and two on his left thigh. One of those cuts on his leg was 8 inches. The other was 6 inches long and deep enough to expose fatty tissue. And a heads up to motorists in College Station in the area of Rock Prairie and Longmire. A temporary traffic signal is being installed as part of expanding Rock Prairie. Look out for police officers directing traffic during the installation. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 77 degrees. You can always text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Having lived in Bryan College Station for over 45 years, I have watched the community grow and know that it is an exciting and challenging time in the real estate market. At Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living, I have the tools, knowledge, and experience to guide you through the selling or buying process. I'm Chandler Arden. I've been here. I'll be here. I work where you live. 979-575-4019.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Two Video is making the number two very special all summer long. Now through the end of August, when you transfer your old family films and videos, you'll get two DVDs for the price of one. So look under your bed, back of the closet, and up in your attic and find those old films, videos, and photos. Then let Two Video convert, preserve, and protect them in high-quality digital files for future generations. Two Video is online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You create the memories, let Two Video help preserve them.
Good morning, the information. Maniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW 739. We've got weather, and the weather is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure is anchored over Florida off to our east. That keeps the southerly flow of hot weather into the region. Sunshine and a few clouds today. We'll reach 95 to 100 later this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Partial sun for tomorrow. Warm. Temperatures 95 to 100. Clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. It's going to be partly to mostly sunny Thursday and 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers take down the Acadiana Cane Cutters in a come-from-behind victory. Also, SEC Media Days. I'll have those sound bites for you. And Giancarlo Stanton is the winner of the Home Run Derby, and the San Antonio Spurs going to be without Tim Duncan. All the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, now it's not just the traffic, it's the noise of the traffic. Just the noise of the traffic that can increase your chance of a heart attack. Researchers in Germany have found exposure to traffic noises increases the risk of suffering from a heart attack. The noise from the main roads and the railway lines can lead to cardiovascular diseases like myocardial infarctions, so wear earplugs? What?
I get it, but I don't understand how we're supposed to avoid it.
Any number of things, just being around too many people for too long can put you on edge. And again, I would have thought that over time, maybe nature has adjusted us. In some ways, we've evolved to the point that the traffic noise is not that much. Of course, we live in a small town.
Yeah,
that's true.
Could be. But when I lived in Brenham for a while, I lived pretty close to the train tracks.
Okay.
And when I moved back to College Station, I kind of missed the sound of them.
See? Now.
I got really used to them, and I kind of liked them.
If you drive along Welborn Road at 2818, you see they're practicing very hard to see if they can get those students. I mean, those things are right on the track.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're building brand new apartments over there that are right on the track. And that's fine. I guess. They probably put the sign of what time the trains go by in the apartment manager's office so they don't show at that time.
I was going to say, and I guarantee you the students don't think about it.
No,
because growing up, they probably don't live necessarily right next to one. But
And I'm going to be here like never. Anyway,
yeah.
So.
I'm going to be in the library studying.
Of course they are. Of course they are. Okay, so if you want to build up trust between people, eat the same foods.
Hmm.
University of Chicago researchers ran a series of experiments that found that people who had eaten the same candy and snacks as other people were more likely to trust their snack buddies with investment money. Really? Wow, you like Nutter Butters too? Let me give you $1,000.
Oh.
Anyway, but they said that they trust their snack buddies more with investment money. To reach settlements and negotiations faster and more easily convinced to buy consumer products.
So the trick is to go find your rich friends and have a plate of bacon with you and just sit down.
Because
everybody loves bacon.
That could be it. That's it. You just find, you find a common food that everybody likes.
Yeah.
And once you do that, then you know that you can make money off
of it. Yeah, you'd be sitting there eating the bacon with them and, they say, you seem like a solid kind of guy.
Bacon!
Yeah,
that's give you an investment here.
Anyway, CBS News says that when you eat the same or similar foods as other people, it builds trust.
I'd be interested to see if it were the same with, alcoholic beverages.
Well, that could well be, too.
You know?
I
feel like men bond over things like scotch and bourbon.
If you think about it, though, if you want to be a player, if that's what you want to do, then you could go, you like candied corn too, or whatever it happens to be, or you like scotch and Dr. Pepper too.
I mean, it's just the having something in common in general.
I do enjoy some scotch
with Dr. Pepper.
You don't mix scotch if it's good enough.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW.
Well, we have a young lady now too. I'm just saying.
I know she kind of ticks me off.
25. I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, the treadmill kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and laughing at their jokes and stuff.
Yeah.
So
we are funny.
She's laughing.
Happens on Tuesdays, that it's not going to be that way every morning because I'd like to have it on WTAW, but don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let
you
know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just
a bunch of us.
Yeah.
That's not that pressing.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Bye.
It's not that pressing. Bye. Nothing we talk about is pressing.
I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.
Woo!
I think this is the first time we've played Justin Timberlake.
Oh, this is a good one, too.
It is. It's a toe tapper.
I'm feeling it.
All right. Okay. We got to come back to it. All right. In the midst of this, just because we have nothing else to do but spend the company's money, we decided a few weeks ago that we wanted to try Simply Gum.
Yeah.
Because after all, we want to be more globally conscious in the gum that we chew. I know. You get those things that come in those plastic containers or the little push-through chiclet-looking things. Yeah, you do that. But no, here,
we do it for real.
That's right. This is cardboard, and you open it up, and here are these things that look like rabbit pellets.
They do. They look like rabbit food. But look, they even give you post-chew wraps So you have something to spit your chewed gum into.
All right, now this thing I'm going to say is about the size of half a cigarette butt and kind of shaped like it.
Yeah.
And I guess y'all's are too.
I'll post pictures on Facebook
Good.
And Twitter.
Do that. And yeah, and show them that they have the little Simply Gum wrapper deals too. So
that is a pungent scent.
And you're doing what?
I'm doing maple.
See, now that's just nasty. Maple is just nasty on anything.
Really?
Maple
syrup fans?
No, it is the inverse of salsa.
Okay, Brad, ask Scott what he's trying.
What are you trying?
I'm trying fennel.
You're doing the... isn't that what they put in sausage?
Yeah.
How are we going? I played it safe and went with mint.
Yeah. You know, this is subtle. This is very subtle, as a matter of fact. Now, you said the maple, but again, I think maple's obnoxious. As the Jimmy Dean sausage guy says, I'm a Texan. I'm not some Northeasterner. I don't take sausage in the middle. What do you got?
Not bad. I got mint. Yeah. Mine, like you said, nice, subtle, minty flavor. The texture was better than I thought it was going to be.
Okay, see? So we're chewing gum on the radio with you. I'm going to have to take that out for a minute. Oh, it's really sticky, too.
It's really sticky. The maple is kind of...
Use your post-chew wrap, Scott.
I will. Now, what did this stuff cost?
Okay, so we got six different flavors.
Okay.
There's about 15 pieces in each box, each flavor. And it was, with shipping and handling, $22.
Okay. So about three. I think I got more than 15. I got but it tells you the post chew wraps.
No, you know, I thought that I had more too, but I poured them all out in my hand and counted. It's not as the box kind of stops halfway down.
Oh, they've got a fake bottom on the box. Oh, very nice. Nice of them doing that.
The maple is kind of reminiscent of chewing tobacco, to be honest.
Oh, there you go. Do a little spitter there. All right. Anyway, it's called Simply Gum. It's not cheap, but we thought we'd try it. And I don't know. What do you think? Tape it back up and give it to our listeners?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, we'll do that.
Call in for a winner.
Yeah.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom precision cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over 1 million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Good parenting requires intentionality in how we interact with our children. But sometimes you have to be willing to be spontaneous and maybe go with the flow. I recently experienced that with my boys on a trip we took to Southern California. We started the day at a NASCAR race, and the weather was beautiful, a perfect day to have fun with 200,000 of our closest friends. The power of the cars and the immensity of the crowd were exhilarating, and there was only one problem. NASCAR races take a long time. After watching the cars go around and around in a circle for an hour, my teenage boys started, losing interest. And I think we made it halfway through the race before we all agreed it might be fun to spend the rest of the day at Disneyland. And I could have turned that situation into a life lesson, come down heavy-handed. I might have stressed the importance of seeing commitments through to the end, or talked about how much I'd paid for those tickets. But you know what? We were on vacation, and I was a lot more interested in having a good time with my boys. And from the conversations we've had since, I think that's exactly what we did. We stayed at the race long enough for them to appreciate the experience, to feel the power, but we didn't let the chosen activity become more important than our relationship. By being spontaneous and going with the flow, we had a great time and a great day creating memories and strengthening the bond with each other. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. The Brazos Valley Bombers scored three runs in the seventh and eighth innings to pull off a 6-5 come-from-behind victory last night against the Acadiana Cane Cutters. The win for the Bombers was their 11th straight, the longest streak in Coach Dixon's time with Brazos Valley. The comeback began in the seventh after the Bombers were down to their final out in the inning. Tim Lichty reached base on a single and was followed by another single from Hunter Wilson. Zach McGuire was up next and drove a 3-2 pitch over the left field wall for his fifth home run of the year and pulled the Brazos Valley Bombers within two runs. McGuire is now one homer away from tying the Bombers club record for home runs for a season. Brazos Valley would load the bases in the eighth inning, and TCL's hitter of the week, Alex Samples, hit a sacrifice fly to pull the Bombers within one. Ben Hollis would then take one for the team as he was hit by a pitch to bring in Garrett McCain. McGuire was up and did not disappoint as he hit a sacrifice fly to center field that scored Anthony Herrera and gave Brazos Valley the lead for good. TCL's pitcher of the week, Riley McCauley, pitched the final two innings for the Bombers, allowing a hit and striking out two as he secured his first win of the year. The Bombers are off tonight and tomorrow, but will return to the road for a four-game trip, beginning with the Texas Marshals on Thursday in Plano. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. SEC Media Days kicked off yesterday with Commissioner Greg Sankey welcoming the press and expressing his hopes for the upcoming season.
I want us all to be proud of what we do together and to continue to add to the legacy, the amazing legacy of the Southeastern Conference. I want SEC teams to win every possible championship, and I expect us to be victorious the absolutely right way.
Auburn coach Gus Malzahn also made a statement about what he's seen so far from his team.
Real excited about our players. They've had a very good offseason, a very good spring. Our team unity is very strong, and then our leadership's very strong. And they're really stepping up. They're being accountable to each other and not just the coaches, and that's very critical, you know, with teams.
Texas A&M head coach Kevin Sumlin, as well as a number of this year's players, are expected to speak today as SEC Media Days continue through Thursday. The All-Star break is upon us, which means the Astros and the Rangers have a few nights off, but in the Home Run Derby...
And the new champ of the 2016 T-Mobile Home Run Derby, Giancarlo Stanton.
Miami Marlins slugger Giancarlo Stanton has won the Home Run Derby, defeating defending champion Todd Frazier of the White Sox 20-13 in the final. Stanton slammed 61 home runs during his three rounds, beating Robinson Cano 24-7 in the first round and current home run leader Mark Trumbo 17-14 in the semifinals. Stanton was just happy to be there.
This is huge for me. I was literally the day before and then 3 days before getting ready to participate, and I had to pull out. So I was just glad I could make it, and on the West Coast, it can't get much better.
Frazier advanced to the final by beating both Carlos Gonzalez and Adam Duvall by one round tripper in each round. The All-Star game begins, of course, today with White Sox pitcher Chris Sale being named the starter for the American League in San Diego, while San Francisco's Johnny Cueto gets the ball for the National League. Here's Chris Sale.
What an honor. I mean, I can't really put into words what this means. You know, to be able to start this game, I know what it means, and I know, you know, how much fun I've had in the past. So, you know, just try to go out there with some energy and, you know, start the game off on the right foot for the guys.
Sale leads the majors with 14 victories and has compiled a .225 batting average against. Cueto is the National League's wins leader at 13-1 with a 2.47 ERA at the break. In other Major League Baseball news, officials have scrubbed plans to play regular season games in London next year. Players Association President Tony Clark said a number of factors have made it impossible to finalize plans for big league games there in time for the 2017 season. Clark was also noncommittal about having players on 25-man active rosters made available for the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo to be held during the Major League season. In the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs will be spending a season without Tim Duncan for the first time since 1997. The 19-year veteran is retired after winning 5 titles and 3 MVP awards in an NBA career spent entirely with the Spurs. He's 5th on the NBA's career list in blocks, 6th in rebounds, and 14th in scoring. And Jordan Spieth is taking a pass on golf's return to the Olympics for the first time in 112 years. Spieth joins a growing list of big-name players who are skipping the summer games in Rio next month due to health concerns. Spieth joins top-ranked Jason Day, Dustin Johnson, and Rory McIlroy as those who have opted out of the Olympics because of the Zika virus. They are the top 4 ranked players in the world. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company. More than a service, we are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. We are Aggies, helping Aggies. This is Malik, and we make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage and Schnook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Brad Mitchell in studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Check them out online, zarealestate.com. Now, we were talking about your virtual bench a while back, and we were talking about some of the A players you guys have on your team, correct? Mm-hmm. Now, mm-hmm. What is one of the quotes you told me earlier that one of your team members said that you liked?
Well, when we were working on identifying the types of people that we want on that virtual bench, which is basically A players who are lined up, who have been through the interview process, who are ready to come work for us when we have a spot available for them, we were getting quotes about why they liked working here, and one of them was, this is my village, my family, my tribe. I can't imagine being anywhere else.
That is so cool. Very cool.
And then the other one we were talking about is again, A players who want to work with A players, right? Mm-hmm. They said, as Zweiker & Associates says, we're motivated team players come to succeed.
That is totally awesome.
Others need not apply.
Very cool. Well, if you want to work with the motivated team members of the ZA team, get in touch with them online, zarealestate.com for Zweiker & Associates.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Claudia Smith for her positive influence on this community. Claudia has operated Aguiland Carpet One with her husband Ron for over a decade. She served our community in many ways, most recently offering her time as a member of the Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Claudia for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Just a couple of minutes till. It's the Infomaniacs. Okay, so when a number of drivers lost their license plates to recent floods in China, one store owner saw an opportunity for profit. The enterprising woman has been hanging the found license plates outside her store and charging the car owners $15 to recover them.
Oh, come on.
Yep, she said it's not easy to fish them out of the water.
Well, it's not very nice to not give them back to their owners.
Well, fee is not negotiable.
Like, don't they have to pay the government to get the license plates? So isn't it, like, legally their property?
How do you check and see if it's the right plate? I don't know if they had front and back license plates.
Yeah.
What if they just come in and say, I want that one right there, third from the right, I'll take that one. Yeah, that'll be
that
my
too.
License
that could
plate.
Cause some legal issues.
It just might happen. And, of course, then there's the 28. We did have a Florida story today. China didn't completely usurp their craziness. 28-year-old Florida woman taken to the hospital for evaluation after driving into a house. The woman told sheriff's deputies that she was praying at the time, and so her eyes were closed.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Thank you. Does this story ring a bell? It should, because last year in Ohio, Pamela Beckham was getting her...